We live?
Blog yes. Talk Radio.
Yes. Let your hands for Angela.
And welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Mr. Menifee, the founder of the Point Foundation.
Pinpoint Foundation.
Pinpoint Foundation. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate
okay.
that.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And welcome to the show. How are you, Mr. Menifee?
I'm doing blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Would you tell the listening audience about your educational background?
My educational background is I went to real estate school in Houston Community College. I went to Versified Finance School in Jackson, Mississippi. I went to Century 21 in Miami, Florida. And I went to Metropolitan Atlanta Tech in Atlanta, Georgia, and various CCIM, as well as Capital and Financial, all for financial background.
Okay. All right. So you have a financial background, financial education.
My background is financial background.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Menifee. Okay. What you're on the show today to talk about is your nonprofit organization, Pinpoint. Am I right?
Yes. We're going to talk about Pinpoint Foundation and how I got started.
It's a nonprofit organization. So tell us, how did the vision for Pinpoint come about?
Well, Pinpoint Foundation in Atlanta, Georgia came about. My background, as I stated, is financial responsibility. And I do commercial underwriting as well as real estate brokerage. And the way it came about, I do a lot of financial responsibilities, and I do a lot of small business loans. So I developed Pinpoint Foundation because throughout my mentorship, I developed this foundation for helping other people. And what we mainly target is promoting a better world. And promoting a better world, we help teens and young adults from 13 to the age of 22. And the way we help them is we help them build a business, as well as we got a program called the ISTB program. ISTB program is developed called the ISTB Inside the Business. Inside the Business is helping a lot of small business owners get established to be able to qualify themselves to obtain a business loan.
Okay, what year was Pinpoint founded?
Well, yeah, we was established.
Yes,
Pinpoint Foundation was actually established in 2008, January of 2008.
All right. What is it about Pinpoint that makes your nonprofit organization stand out for other nonprofits? And is this mainly for young adults, the Pinpoint Foundation?
Well, what makes us stand out about, because Pinpoint Foundation helps promote a better world. And the way we help promote a better world is we have an eight-week program called the BAFOYA program. That's BABFOYA. Building a business for young adults, BAFOYA program. And what entails inside of the eight-week program, we literally, not hypothetically, we help the teens or young adults understand how to format a business to its entirety by helping them build a business plan for their business, create a business plan, as well as directing them in the right path of opening the business, meaning helping them negotiate a lease or buy a lease space or buy a space for their business. And when they're finished with the program, unlike a lot of other mentorship and a lot of other nonprofits, we actually give them something back to us, something that they own themselves. That's how we help promote a better world.
Okay. You have the mentoring programs that you have some at Pinpoint. Let's discuss some of them, okay? Can we do that?
Of course we can.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Menifee. You teach financial responsibility to young adults who want to start
life
business.
And life choices.
Yes. How do you and your company do this?
Well, the way we teach financial responsibility and life choices. Life choices are predicated around the choices we make, about the decisions that we make on what we have to do in life. That's whether it's having a baby, whether it's being with a significant other, and doing things outside of the realm that could cause us infractions inside the relationship that might hinder our future prospect. Financial responsibility, life choices kind of coincide because they both have a profound impact on what your future beholds.
Okay. Okay, what is the program Managing Life Challenges, or CUM management?
The program Life Challenges?
Mm-hmm.
The program
yeah.
Life Challenges is life choices. The program Life Choices are about being responsible for whoever you're dealing with. And being responsible of your significant other. That's what our program is about. It evolves around life choices. As far as the business aspect, it's about dealing with people that when we have an understanding of how to build a business, how to work a business, and things of that nature.
Okay, that is wonderful. You're doing a wonderful thing. That is wonderful. The alcohol awareness and responsibilities. How do you educate young adults on AA, DUI, and binge drinking? How do you go about it?
Well, the way we educate people on alcohol binges and drinking and everything, let me just first give you a background on myself. I was a transgressor of wrongful actions when it comes to alcoholism, and I myself did. I had several DUIs that impacted my life. So I took those DUIs, impacted my life, and I wanted to change and rechannel the direction of my transgression and share them with other young teens and young adults about what the, how cost-effective it will be when you drink and drive. So the way I talked about that is, talking to teens and young adults about being responsible. And the way you be responsible about drinking and driving is make sure you have a designated driver. And if you had a designated driver, if you did have one, call a cab. If not that, if you're trying to get your driver's license, take a DUI class or a victim impact panel class, and understand the seriousness and effectiveness and the cost effective of drinking and driving.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you took your life experiences and taught others
exactly
what not
right.
what to do and what not to do in a way.
Right.
Or how to combat it.
Right. That was my whole purpose of developing the Bad for You program and implementing drinking and driving inside of the program. Because these are experiences that I actually have experienced myself.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you know, you're giving back. You're giving back to the community. You're a successful business person, obviously, businessman. And you, Mr. Menifee, you are giving back to your community. So that is wonderful.
Yeah.
I applaud you.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yes, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Credit responsibility is another one that you teach, is a program that you teach, in business preparation. Now, why is credit responsibility so important to young people who want to start businesses?
Well, credit responsibility is extremely important because I'm just going to give you an example. When I was young, my first creditor who gave me credit was Gordon Jewelers. When Gordon Jewelers gave me credit, to my understanding, my knowledge was they're giving me something that I didn't have to repay them because I wasn't taught inside of my home. So I took that and I bought my first girlfriend a nice necklace and a ring, and I bought myself something nice. So therefore, I'm thinking I'm getting over, not understanding that had I paid Gordon Jewelers back, they'd have given me more credit. So that was the beginning of financial responsibility and understanding credit. Credit management is if someone gives you something, you make sure that whatever commitment that you sign as far as a contract, you give it back. I didn't do that. And when you sit up as a teenager and someone take a risk or a chance with you based on the background that you are given and that you are taught, you're going to react to it. And if you don't react to in a positive way, that's because you was taught in a negative way. No disrespect to the ones who don't teach you, because they might have not been taught in a positive way like I wasn't. My mother, she shared with me, hey, when you do something, you commit to it, you obligate yourself to it, and you pay it back. But my understanding was if I got something from whether outside of my mother teaches, if I got something, I'm getting over. And once I learned that was an error and a mistake and I didn't listen to my mother, I shared it with others.
Okay.
You get what I'm talking about?
Yes, I see what you're talking about. I understand. So Pinpoint is about sharing life experiences and educating young people on the do's and don'ts and helping them start their own businesses. It's like you're educating them a little bit on life, and you're also telling them your experiences so they will know what not to do.
Right. Pinpoint Foundation would be a Pinpoint Foundation would be predicated solely and purposely on life experiences and life choices, on the mistakes and the transgressions that I went through and the other board directors that went through.
So, yes, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And the business part is wonderful, too. I think more young people should be more credit conscious because they don't realize that the loans and the credit cards that they don't pay back are affecting their ability to have more income, to borrow, to start businesses. So it's really affecting their future and their financial future in a negative way. And that's a good point. That's a good thing that you're doing. Because a lot of young people, 18, 19, 21, 22, don't realize it.
They don't really realize it, that how the seriousness and the effectiveness, they don't really realize how serious and how effective it will be with them not dealing with the responsibilities of their life choice decisions. And that's why I formed Pinpoint Foundation, to show them, because I've mentored throughout a lot and a lot of nonprofit organizations, and I've mentored voluntarily. And a lot of voluntarily, when I walked away, the teens and young adults wasn't left with anything that they can actually go back to and refer to.
Okay. What are the different sports and entertainment programs or classes at Pinpoint? What are some of the things you do for entertainment and sports?
We got a program called the BAFOYA program.
Yes, sir.
It's called BAFOYA, BABFOYA, Building a Business for Young Adults. And we got an IST program inside the business. The BAFOYA program is an 8-week program that we instill in teens and young adults about helping them and showing them how to build a business. And we also show them how to establish themselves as young men and young women and how to respect and how to respect the financial world. Showing them, and we sponsor them by helping them open up their own business banking account, opening up their own personal account, and showing them how to build a business plan for their business. So we show them, we teach them throughout the 8-week course program how to build the business. The ISTB program inside the business program was established because the way we are in the financial world, and a lot of people come to us for a business loan.
Yes.
And the reason why we help them with the business loan, but the number one reason why we can't help them with the business loan, I apologize, is because they don't have business plan together, they don't have their tax ID, they don't have their Dun & Bradstreet, they don't have a lot of issues together. And when we formed the Pinpoint Foundation program surrounding about helping them with this program and try to guide them along the way. Pinpoint Foundation, PENPOINTE Foundation, was established to help young teens and young adults establish and promote a better world. And we do not ask for government grants. We do not solicit grants. And we do not do anything where the government would assist us.
Okay.
Everything we do is strictly and solely upon donations.
Okay. All right. On that note, Mr. Menifee, we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
Listeners, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to Mr. Menifee. He is the founder of the Pinpoint Foundation out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the show today Mr. Menifee of the Pinpoint Foundation. Mr. Menifee.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. You've had some people join your foundation. I was reading in the different things you sent me by email that you've had people and companies join your foundation. I believe a gentleman by the name was the name Divine, did I pronounce it right? Celestial Pain? Divine?
Divine Seed,
yes.
Well, the Divine Seed is a very interesting character. And he has a nonprofit organization himself. And he does a lot of things in the entertainment community as well as with the sector of helping kids community. And what he's doing right now is helping teens and young adults. He's helping teens, rather, get themselves together on the athletic side of the entertainment business. He has a unique program to where he keeps them in condition because, you know, as an entertainer, you have to stay in condition. And he's doing that and helping them as well. And the thing that we were doing, he wanted to implement it inside of his program because he seemed a perfect fit.
Now, I was reading that you have an international intern, which is very impressive. You have an international intern, I believe his name is, can I say his name?
Yes, ma'am, Ted Marcos.
Ted Marcos. Yes, from, I believe he is from France.
Yes, he's from France. Ted Marcos, let me explain to you about him. He's an intern outside of France. Someone looked us up in the country of France and found Pinpoint Foundation because they were looking for someone that could internship with someone interested and someone that can actually learn them something. I think learn them something. Most people say teach them something. I learned them something. Coming here with Pinpoint Foundation, we taught him how to understand business, how to negotiate business deals, how to interact with teens and young adults, in helping them escalate in their business career. So Terry Marcos was very ecstatic about understanding the business, and his college is the people who actually, his college along with his parents are the people who actually funded the deal, who signed him strictly on voluntary work to see how we interacted and how we conducted ourselves with teens and young adults on voluntary work and teaching them about financial responsibility as well as business. So Terry Marcos is the person that we enjoy working with from France.
All right. So I was also reading that you have something called 713 Community Service Organization. Is that the BAFOIA that you've been talking about? Says it would be implemented in Houston, you were taking the program called State Lines. So is that 1713 Communities, or that's just the name of the organization?
Well, it's not only a name, but it stands for something. 713, not 713.
Okay.
The 713 Ministries is a program where they help teens and young adults get themselves together, build themselves up, show character, show responsibility, and point them in the right direction of where they're trying to go, wherever that is. Pinpoint Foundation implemented the BAFOIA program, which is Building a Business for Young Adults. We joined up with 713 Ministries, not 713, but 713 Ministries, to show their group how not only you can build yourself up, but we want to teach you about financial responsibilities. We want to teach you how to open a business if that's your interest. We want to teach you how to also conduct yourself in a behavior and format to where you're going to work for somebody and you will progress into success. That's what Pinpoint Foundation is about, and that's why we joined up with 713 Ministries.
Okay, have there been any other companies to join?
Yes, we have. We have quite a few companies prior to 713 Ministries out of Houston, Texas, as well as Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, that is great. So this may go nationwide.
I mean, you know, we don't predict the future as no day is promised to us. Only if God allows, not to be biblical, but I don't know everybody is a bit of stance.
Yes,
but God allows, our thing is to go nationwide. That's how we joined with Ted Marcos out in France.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the age group for, what is the age for young adults to join Pinpoint, and is there a cutoff age?
It's not necessarily the age group, but our preference is age 13, the beginning of teenage to age 22, the ending of a young adult to be you becoming a real man or a real woman. Age 13 to 22 is what we have set our parameters around.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what does the Pinpoint Foundation do that involves public schools? I was reading about your work in the public schools with Pinpoint.
Well, inside the public schools, we have a system set up to where we have contacted down here in Atlanta, Georgia, the Gwinnett County School Public System, the Fulton County Public System, the DeKalb County Public System, and the Henry County Public System. Well, we want to implement inside of that program, the BAFOIA program, which again is Building a Business for Young Adults. The program, because you have a lot of aspiring young teenagers, young adults, who would like to build and own their own business, but they don't have the proper guidance. It's so much that they teach you, only so much in this limited that they teach you inside of the high school system. So we would like to take our programs, with which we partner up with, to show them how you can extend it outside of that and not only dream of that, manifested into life.
Yes. Okay. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I'm also have been reading before I did the interview and during the interview even. What Pinpoint Foundation gives has different sports entertainment classes already. I'm reading that you have golf, track and field, dance, hip-hop, ballet, tap and dance, and business 101, and that you arrange field trips to volunteer in the community and feed the hungry to the registered teens and young adults.
Right, exactly. And I thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. First of all, this is fun, and we're going to go from the backwards to the forward. The background is helping feed the hungry, not the homeless. But, you know, like my family, my mother, God bless her, she raised 5 children of her own. Very sweet mother, very, very concerned and considerate mother. She raised 5 children of her own. And she made sure and ensured that we ate. But some weeks we might have not eaten as good as we wanted to eat because of her lack of I don't want to say responsibility, but lack of resources. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Lack of resources. And therefore, here it is. You got a mother that's raising 5 children of her own by herself. The father's nowhere around. And a lot of people want to feed homeless. Homeless people, a lot of them are no disrespect to them by no means, but a lot of homeless people are homeless because they have a tendency to mess up with their family, to mess up with people to where they became homeless. To where there are a lot of hungry people, there are working people, they just can't feed their family and barely making it off of ends meet. So that's why I developed the program of Feed the Hungry. And we're going to go into helping one another. And inside of helping one another, we got a lot of hungry people and a lot of people that need support, need people to be there for us, that we don't see and that we don't share with, because they feel, because we have a job, because, not we as in plural, but we as in general, have a job, that they might see as you okay. And that's why I developed this program, to show people that we can feed the hungry and not the homeless, because there's a lot of hungry people out there that's parents. They're just working hard. They just can't feed their family because they barely make it ends meet. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I understand.
So
yes, I do understand.
That's one of the main reasons why we developed that program.
Okay. So you also have elderly and widow evenings out, free bikes and car washes, modeling shows, kids' movies, skate nights, daddy-daughter events, mother and son phone calls.
I love the way you did your homework.
Yes.
The elderly night out is, again, from all of my programs and events that's implemented inside of Pinpoint Foundation based on past experiences.
Okay.
You have a lot of elders that's children took care of them, but they put them in nursing home, old folks home. But they don't take the time out to come pick them up, to take them out to eat, to take them out to dinner or something. So what we did was implement a program to where this could sustain the loss that they are missing. This could accommodate them of the thing that they wish to do when nobody else is around. So we implemented that program and taking them out to showing the elderly, not only will we take you to your medical transportation, but we will also take you to a position to where we will make sure that you will get have a nice time. So that's what we implemented. Yeah, we implemented that as well.
Okay. So you're doing a lot. You're really giving back a lot. It's obvious that you're a compassionate human being. That's very obvious.
Yeah.
And you're really giving back to your community and to the world.
Well, I thank God that he enabled me to be able to give back. It's not a lot of us that's able to give back.
Yes, that is true. That is so true. And God has put you in a position where you could give back, and that's a blessing.
Right.
You said Pinpoint accepts donations. Where would the listeners go to donate to Pinpoint? To the Pinpoint Foundation to help support it and all these great programs?
Well, one of the things that you brought that up, if the listeners wanted to donate, they could give me a call or they could go on our website. But one thing we don't do, we don't apply for any government grant. Absolutely
yes.
Nothing.
I understand.
Because grants have a tendency to limit you and condition you of your stability and ability to do what it is that your program is trying to do. So what we do is, how we fund our programs is the business outside of Pinpoint Foundation, which is one of my businesses, and that's to promote and to give back to the community through other businesses. Again,
okay.
we don't try to get any grants. So if someone wanted to give us a donation, we would ask them to just give us a call or either go on our website and donate.
Okay, go on your website to find a number. Okay.
Our website is www.pinpointfoundation.org or .net. www.pinpointfoundation.org or .net. Either one you will pull up.
Okay. All right. Now you have you recently received a sponsorship from the soon-to-be-open Lamp Post Bar and Grill. So I believe the people, if I have it right, please correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Quran and Leon
Richard. Quran and Leon Richard. That's
yes.
A female. Quran is a female. Leon is her husband.
Okay.
Yeah. They actually donated to Pinpoint Foundation, and we helping them. They donated to the ISTB program inside the business. We are helping them getting their business established and open. And the reason why they donated to us is to assist them, as I mentioned in the beginning, that a lot of small business owners don't know how to obtain a business loan, don't know how to structure themselves. And me I've been in business for 20 years in the financial industry, real estate, and high-end card. But in the midst of that, God blessed me to make money. I've carried it over to the restaurant field, to the transportation field, to the trash field. Trash meaning roll-off containers. Transportation meaning transportation, if you wanted your vehicle transported from state to state, and these type of things. So, therefore, when I implemented my program inside of ISCB, I've had several calls and numerous businesses that I've actually helped establish themselves and obtain business loans. Lamppost is one of the ones that I'm currently helping. So
okay.
Opening the establishment, a restaurant out in Hayfield, Georgia. They're trying to get that business open, and we are helping them get everything in the right order, in the right format, to where God bless all of that they will be successful.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Now, I was reading that, Mr. Menifee, that you are on YouTube. that the listeners that are listening to the show can go to YouTube, to the YouTube channel. And they can see what you do.
Yes, they listen to the YouTube video without the distortion.
Okay.
Yeah, the YouTube video is basically telling everybody what Pinpoint Foundation is actually about. No balls hold. Or hell.
All right. So they can go to your website. They can also go to YouTube and see the Balfoya. I hope I pronounced it right. The Balfoya classes and things like that on YouTube, listeners. And you can also go to the website to make a donation there. Can they make a donation there? Let me make sure I get it right. Can they make a donation at your website?
Yes, they can.
Okay, that is wonderful. And, you know, the uniqueness of this, and it's probably not so unique, but it's unique to me, to the listeners, but it's unique to me, that this is not government-supported.
No,
this is strictly done by donations. And I guess perhaps private funding?
Private funding, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is wonderful. Mr. Menifee, you're doing a wonderful deed with Pinpoint Nonprofit Organization, and I know you would definitely be blessed for it, you and the
right.
others who are working with you.
Right.
And I wish you all the success with this, and I hope you stay blessed, and I encourage you to continue it, which I'm sure you already will, but I'm just encouraging it even more.
Okay. I really appreciate you for having me on the show, and I also appreciate you for exposing the Pinpoint Foundation to your listeners on what we're about.
Yes, and I think it's wonderful that you have people from France coming over interning with you, because that, you know, some nonprofit organizations that when they first get started, you know, you've been around for over half a decade, just about, over half a decade, hesitate to do interns from other countries overseas. And I think it's wonderful that you were able to do that and that you've been blessed to do that, and I wish you continued success.
Well, I appreciate it, but one thing about us is we reach for the stars.
Helping people.
That we reach for the stars, but there's nothing that's out of our limit that we state is out of our limit. We live by what we stand for. Our goal is to help promote a better world, and the only way we can help promote a better world is to help build businesses and help these teens and young adults to grow into their aspirations and to grow and help them see what they want to see. We are really and truly about building a better world.
All right. Okay, that is wonderful, and I think it's great what you're doing with helping people cope with the program you call
BABFOYA, Bad For Your Program.
No, sir, it was another one. Not trying to be rude.
The ISPB program, Inside the Business.
There's another one. You help people deal with the afterlife.
Yeah, help build a better bill, and that's a Bad For Your program.
Okay. All right. Well, I read it wrong because it said you helping people deal with the email. It said something entirely different.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, my mistake.
But I really appreciate you for having us on your show, Angel.
All right. Well, thank you. And sorry about error if it is my error.
No problem.
Thank you,
no
sir.
Problem.
And you have a good night.
All right. You have a blessed day, ma'am.
You too.
Okay.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist, and makeup artist, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save the date.